So the idea of mastery learning is to do the exact opposite. Instead of artificially constraining when and how long, fixing when and how long you work on something, pretty much ensuring that variable outcome, the A, B, C, D, F, do it the other way around. What's variable is when and how long a student actually has to work on something, and what's fixed is that they actually master the material. And it's important to realize that not only will this make the student learn their exponents better, but it'll reinforce the right mindset muscles. It makes them realize that if you got 20% wrong on something, it doesn't mean that you have a C branded in your DNA somehow. It means that you should just keep working on it. You should have grit. You should have perseverance. You should take agency over your learning. Now, a lot of skeptics might say, well, hey, this is all great. Philosophically, this whole idea of mastery-based learning and its connection to mindset, students taking agency over their learning, makes a lot of sense, but it seems impractical. To actually do it with students, it seems like every student would be on their own track. They would have to be personalized. You would have to have private tutors. You would have to work worksheets for every student. And there were experiments. These aren't new ideas. There were experiments in Winnetka, Illinois, 100 years ago, where they did mastery-based learning. And they saw great results, but they said it wouldn't scale because it was logistically difficult. And the teacher had to give different worksheets to every student, give on-demand assessments. But now, today, it's no longer impractical. We have the tools to do it. Students need an explanation at their own time and pace. Well, there's on-demand video for that. They need practice. They need feedback. Well, there's adaptive exercises. It's readily available for students.